world tied together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
I like the way you said that. 866-233.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies. You're out there, scoffers. Boy, are you out there. Atheists, I think you're out there. Did you think that?
They don't know what to think.
I don't think so. Skeptics, boy, are they out there. Lunatics, oh, I've seen a couple of those last night. Weirdos, all the time. They're the ones with the tape in between their glasses.
Their glasses.
Yep.
Weirdos.
And assorted bad guys. Boy, there's a lot of them out there. Especially through the mainstream media.
And very assorted.
And, of course, all of you good girls and girls and not good girls and guys out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you on Tuesday the 13th, 2012, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-murders, the pro-choicers, as they like to call themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to see our little faces, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go on my Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley, double E, Dean on Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, that's Bradley, L-E-E, Dean 1 on Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And boy, does it drive the state-run media crazy.
They don't like it.
No, they don't. Facts are stubborn things.
They don't like that light. Keep it dark. Keep it dark.
The interesting thing about truth, folks, is the fact that you don't need to prop up the truth.
That's right.
You need to prop up the lie. Mm-hmm. So, folks, in saying that, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And let me tell you, we are turning talk radio into do radio all over the country. We are on the front page of the Blaze. We're on the front page of BreitbartTV.com. We are on the front page of the papers in the Midwest right now. Iowa, Wisconsin, Mankato, Minneapolis, St. Cloud. And for what? Jake? Should we just go ahead and start playing it off right away? Do we got enough time to play that first piece? We don't. Okay, because we're going to have to take a quick break coming up here in a couple of minutes. Folks, let me give you a summary. We did a school in Iowa on Thursday. Great assembly. Fantastic. We left. The media got involved. totally turned the assembly from a bad thing or from a good thing into a bad thing. So what we decided to do is go confront the situation. We went back into Waterloo, Iowa yesterday on the front page of the paper for 3 days in Waterloo, Iowa. Accusation after accusation after accusation slung. Even so far as to these people trying to bar us from coming back in. Pastor stood up and said, guys, come on in. Went back last night, covered it, confronted the situation. And if you'd like to see some of the pieces, you can go to my Bradley Dean on my Facebook right now to check out what's going on. But it turned out to be a non-issue at first. And then when we left, we came back and found out that we were the anti-gay ministry again. Mm-hmm. In other words, folks, someone's extremely terrified that you're going to find out what this whole homosexual agenda is all about. In other words, we're not teaching your kids how to have anal sex in public schools.
No.
Oh, yes, they're teaching that, folks. We're not teaching your kids how to have oral sex. Oh, yes, they are in public school, folks. We are not advocating homosexuality. Oh, yes, they are in public schools. And we are not advocating abortion, neither. But, yes, they are in public schools. Now, in saying all that, to say this, they don't want you to know the other side of the coin. Mm-hmm. Folks, the question I have for you is, why were these two topics illegal all the way up until 1973? Homosexuality was a mental illness. All the way up until 1961, it was against the law in all 50 states. You'd go to prison for 20 years in Rhode Island if you were caught in the act of sodomy. Now they're teaching your kids that it's normal. Abortion, murder, which it still is. Folks, our sin is before God, not before man.
That's right.
And we need to keep that into perspective. Mm-hmm. But now they're teaching your kids, as a matter of fact, even giving them coupons. If they want to have sex, they want to be promiscuous, and they want to get an abortion. Listen, you don't even have to tell your parents about it. Now do you see why the media's in such a frenzy mm-hmm. about this? Because they don't want you knowing what's happening in public schools. But guess what? We went back to Waterloo, mm-hmm. Iowa yesterday, and a whole load of folks showed up. By the way, 99% were for the message in public schools, and they got up and started venting as to why are they teaching my kids these things in public schools. So when you go in there and expose, let's say, for example, Jake doing the assembly, exposing the music for what it was,
yep.
well, they had to try to kill the messenger or shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
So that's why we're all across the pages.
Mm-hmm. Because they're guilty of the same
States.
Things that you're exposing.
That's
it reminds
right.
me, I grew up, I lived a year of my life in Hawaii. We weren't overly wealthy, so we lived in an apartment complex. And I remember every night when you have to go to the bathroom, you flick on the lights. And we used to have these things called sandals, like almost like thongs, sandals. And every time you'd flick on that light, you know what would happen? The cockroaches. There was
yeah.
cockroaches. And they would just, boom,
yep.
go out. So you had to get those big old flip-flops that we had and whack them.
Yep.
And that's what the truth does.
Yep.
You don't have to whack anybody. Just turn the lights on. There goes the cockroaches. And then point the truth at them. And then people get to see what they really are.
I had a reporter ask me today. He wants to get us on his radio show, which we're going to be on a couple today nationwide. And he asked me, he goes, so are you an anti-gay preacher? I said, no, I'm a pro-family preacher.
That's right.
He said, are you anti-abortion? I said, no, I'm pro-life. Mm-hmm. Why all these negative connotations thrown on people that object
yep.
to murder?
Yeah.
And the taking away of life.
Protecting the families.
Through unnatural circumstances.
That's right.
It's incredible, folks. But you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or follow me on Bradley Dean 1. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 3-3-0-7-4-7, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Jake's scanning the web right now, and he just found out that we are on the front page of the MRC as well. Folks, they're targeting the ministry because they don't want you to have what the facts are.
That's right. And you look at the comments below these videos. Once they see what the facts are, God bless you. This is right on. I can't believe this. You sit down with people and you show them what you're showing them and what you're teaching their youth. They say, this is great. This is awesome. Why did the media push that? I don't understand it. It's counteractive to America. It's counteractive to life. Look, anything the media is pushing that's outside of God's standards is going to be counteractive to life.
Or constitutionally, might I add.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what the Constitution does. What does it do? It protects things like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When you go outside of the law, the parameters that protect, then you start to become destructive. You become nihilistic. They want to tear down and destroy because then they can reshape, recreate, and that's the only place where they can do it, when they destroy. And the only way they can do that is if people buy that. And folks, people by far are not buying it.
Not at all.
By far.
No, the media gets involved. They stir it up.
Yep.
And then everybody's trying to figure out what just happened, just like what happened in Dunkerton last week. Wait a second. This was great. What's going on?
Yep.
And then once they find out what the facts are, then they're angry. Folks, what they did literally is they put a jihad out on me is what they did.
Yep.
I want you to understand that. They put a target on my back through misinformation.
You got it.
In every sense of the word. Mm-hmm. There's no facts involved. Let me play the piece that they actually played on television.
And an Eastern Iowa superintendent is doing some major damage control after an unexpected message in a school assembly. The band Junkyard Prophet and a group known as You Can Run But You Cannot Hide were invited to speak at Dunkerton High School. Administrators thought the group was speaking about provocative lyrics and music and making good choices, but then the subject matter turned to potentially offensive opinions on homosexuality and abortion.
Wait a second. I thought this was about good choices. This was about education, not indoctrination.
But then.
So in other words, they can only listen to what we tell them and what the new teachers tell them.
Right.
The proselytizers of a new faith.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I'm quoting John Dunphy from the Humanist Organization. Proselytizers of a new faith, you better listen to your teachers and the media, and if you go contrary to us, we will put a target on your back. I never heard that up until just now. Go ahead.
Right. 7's Colleen O'Shaughnessy explains. Students, parents, and even administrators are riled up. It is our top story here at 10.
For this to happen in my own community hurts.
We work hard every day to teach tolerance in our school system.
Thursday afternoon, Dunkerton students gathered for their second assembly of the day. This one was not planned, but proved necessary after the first one went awry.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a fun three-hour assembly and get out of some classes.
Administrators brought in the group You Can Run But You Cannot Hide to talk to students about making good choices, including a concert from the Junkyard Prophet.
They were a rock band, and they talked about music that had bad influences on kids.
Initially, the students say the assembly started well. They had some great music playing, and the students agreed with the message. But then things took an unexpected turn.
Stop for a second. The unexpected turn, folks, did not come until the media got involved.
There's your turn.
The little kid that they're using right now on this television program, just so you know, I'm painting a picture for you. He was the first one up to the band to thank us for the message that we were giving in public schools. That is until the media got involved and turned a negative on everything that happened. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Affected turn.
They started talking about homosexuality, and that's when I really got offended.
The group switched their message from music to negative opinions about the gay, lesbian, and transgender community.
I got a little emotional. I wanted to walk out, but I'm like, keep your calm and listen to what they have to say.
Then they split into smaller groups, girls, boys, and teachers. The guys got a lesson in the Constitution and Christianity. The conversation in the girls' group was very different.
I'm a Christian, so I kind of believed in most of the things that they said. Like, they talked about, like, if you're unpure in your past, it's your past. You can create a new future for yourself.
Virtue.
In addition to a discussion about sex and saving yourself for marriage, the girls heard a strong pro-life, anti-abortion message.
Oh. That's not something that you should force down someone's throat. They called me out because I wasn't participating because I didn't believe in what they wanted me to believe in, and they forced me to participate.
The superintendent says all of this is shocking and goes against their mission as a public school district.
Where did that come from? That's not what we were anticipating. And when we called the other schools where they had been and the references that came from them, why wasn't that mentioned?
Parents say the district should have done their homework. One search online, and this is what we and some parents saw.
Their mission is to reshape America, both morally and spiritually.
5 minutes on the internet, on my phone, it was probably 2 minutes to find out information if I was on a real computer about what this group stood for in reviews and everything else. It was appalling.
The superintendent agrees he's in the wrong. He realizes he can't go back in time and stop the messages from being heard, but he will work to reverse the effects of what was said.
To not take that responsibility, what is that teaching our children?
Boy, this guy bends over backwards.
We made a decision. It was a poor decision. And you know what? We're gonna suffer the consequences of that decision. We're going to continue to do what we can to make it right.
In Dunkerton, Colleen O'Shaughnessy, Iowa News Channel.
Now, folks, here's the deal. Just so you know, from our end, we actually, when we heard all of this, we heard none of this while we were there. It was all positive.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, it got to the point where I had to ask the kids to go back into class because there were so many kids that were standing around. They wanted autographs. This is after the assembly, folks. And what's interesting about this particular situation is, first of all, what they left off is the fact that this is the second time we were at that school, folks.
That's right.
So they knew exactly what was going on, number one, okay? Since when cannot the children or the youth of our country receive an abstinence message? So what they are is they're anti-abstinence.
Yep.
Okay? And they're anti-heterosexual is what they're saying. First and foremost, as Jake was talking about it yesterday on the radio program, he was explaining what the musicians say. Okay, they knew this all the while.
Mm-hmm.
They knew this. By the way, we got no phone calls before they reported their fabricated, contrived reports before they went out. We did talk to a couple reporters that were fair, but not to these people. So let's rewind a little bit. We had one lady say, if you just go online for 5 minutes, you'll find out that they're no good in so many words. Who told you that? Apparently, she forgot to go online to our website and see the hundreds and thousands of referrals from students from all over the country that loved the message, which, by the way, that's always the outcome of our assemblies. They forgot to talk about that, and he surely had to wink or close his eyes and jump over all of the principal referrals from the 336 high schools that we've done across this country.
Right.
So what they did is the media got involved. They got a negative. They found the three people that were offended, and one of them wasn't offended. By the way, he even came back yesterday to Waterloo, Iowa. He wanted to come into the message, but his dad made him go outside in protest. Folks, what I also found is I wasn't dealing with the students in this situation. I was dealing with the parents. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there was three parents that had a problem with the message. But yet we're all over the country right now as anti-gay. No. It's pro-family, folks. The first thing I said in Waterloo when I confronted the crowd, I said, I'm offended. And I said, where is the church? I'm taking the heat because the church is not doing its job.
That's right.
I'm dealing with the issues of homosexuality and abortion. Listen, folks, 55 million babies are already on our clock before God. I'm not going to let the next moral issue slide. Okay? And by the way, since when was it government's job to teach your children how to have sex in public schools? Since when was it the government's job to teach your kids that they can go to an abortion clinic with a coupon anytime they want to without parental consent? Folks, I'll tell you what this is about. This is about the usurpation of parental rights.
That's right.
And by the way, the media is exemplifying my point to a T. And America right now is getting the message to wake up as to what's going on. That's why they're targeting my ministry. Isn't it interesting? We did a little homework on the mother that actually said, if you just go online, well, folks, her husband's been sending us hate mail. He wants to promulgate and legalize marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
He's got half-naked pictures of women on his website. But we're the bad people for telling their kids that there's a standard and it's called morality. And, folks, I'm not sorry. I'm glad the kids got a good blast of truth. And, by the way, when we come back, we're going to give you the feedback from Waterloo yesterday. I thought it was a fair report. They did one last night, and they did one this morning. I thought this morning's was better than last night's.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyways. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet payment when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Obama appointed Che Feldblum, an open lesbian who was nominated to serve as commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Chai stated, "I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance," in other words, you got to shut them down, "to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people." By the way, what is she saying in essence? She's got to create laws to shut down free speech.
That's right. You create a law around something that you're trying to protect. Now, if you take that law and you turn it against itself, now no longer are you protecting anything. You're actually attacking something. And that's what this agenda
is. That's what radicals do. Folks, what they do is they attack and then they cry victim. They attack, they cry victim. Go ahead, Jake.
So, folks, if you want to see these videos that we've been just talking about of what happened in the school, what the settings were, you can go right to the Sons of Liberty Facebook. Both of them are up there. Sons of Liberty on Facebook. You can also Google search Dunkerton, Iowa School Assembly, and this is on YouTube. Dunkerton, Iowa School Assembly on YouTube. Folks, we're on the Washington Post. Breitbart covered it. It's on Breitbart TV. We're on MRC TV. We're also on The Blaze, and I'm sure there's a whole host of
business,
things.
Business, yeah.
People keep picking it up and running with it. And the awesome part of it is you know what they're all doing? They're all posting what was said in the school. So, folks, you want to see what was said in the school, what all this controversy is about, go to the Sons of Liberty Facebook. Both the videos, the top two, homosexuality, that topic, and abortion, that topic. And both of those topics are coming from the perspective of, we're talking about what bands say about the two topics.
They're killing the messenger.
It's their lyrics.
People are waiting to hear this. Mm-hmm. This is what took place when we went back into Waterloo, Iowa. We get into Iowa. I look down, getting into the hotel. On the front page, they're coming back, folks. Street Teams got kicked out of all their stores. We got Street Teams, folks. Because people believed what the lying media promulgates on a daily basis. And promulgate is the right word. They're trying to bring forth policy over law, that's when, right, in fact, policy follows law. So let's go ahead and play this piece. This is after last night's confrontation contending for the truth with the parents. I think it's great. Go ahead.
We start this morning with a story that has many people talking. Members of a group that led a controversial assembly at Dunkerton High School last week came back to the area last night to share their side of the story.
They say they've been misrepresented by media reports and by those who complained about their presentation. News Channel 7's Bob Waters was at this recent meeting.
Even before the meeting started, about a dozen people stood outside Faith Assembly of God to protest the group. Dunkerton 11th grader Brooke Lavelle helped organize it.
It came to us. Nobody got the option to say anything. They monopolized the entire event and put us down.
It's offensive. And I'm telling you what, the accusations that have been slung, they're offensive, folks.
Inside the church, group founder Bradley Dean took the stage before more than 75 people to explain the message they brought to Dunkerton students. At times, the meeting became heated, but he blames the media for twisting the story and inflaming those who disagreed with his message.
When I left, there was nothing wrong with anything. Everything was great. And then when I got home, I found out what all of a sudden here comes this anti-gay ministry. And it's like, you know what? I'm tired of that. That wasn't even brought up during the assembly at all.
Dean told this group his Christian ministry believes being gay is a sin, abortion should be stopped, and teens should practice abstinence. Fellow group member Jake McCauley showed the controversial parts of the presentation, what they say are inappropriate song lyrics from Elton John, Eminem, and Metallica, accompanied by pictures of dead babies.
He was basically exemplifying what the bands were teaching the kids. And in this particular group, they were teaching kids infanticide. And he said, how many know what infanticide is? The kids didn't know what it was. So he showed them a picture of infanticide.
Oh, I say thanks for the help.
Some parents appreciate the group's message and how they present it. Meantime, Dean says he'd come back if asked.
At Dunkerton, we were here twice, so they already knew who we were. They trusted us. A lot of the schools that we've done two and three and four times. So this shouldn't be no surprise to anybody as to what took place there. And if it was, I surely would. If we were trying to hide something, I would have never came back in a million years.
Meantime, some parents last night wondered why there wasn't a permission form set
on the end there
about this assembly. And that's, Superintendent Jim Stanton told us last week.
Yeah. You know, what I did, folks, is I also read off a disclaimer basically asking the question, what was he apologizing for? It didn't make any sense, and we went through the whole thing. What is he apologizing for rejecting the use of illegal drugs?
Oh.
Is he apologizing for rejecting the stupidity and waste of teenage suicide and adopt an attitude of hope? Is he apologizing for the fact that we're teaching kids to question the use of some illegal in the 50s, folks, psychotropic drugs that come with a warning of potential depression and have been linked to suicide in teenagers? What's he apologizing for? To totally reject the message of hatred and murder, including the hatred and murder of parents and some so-called music being sold to our kids today? What's the superintendent apologizing for? Reject the negative influence of a hateful, nihilistic message in an entertainment in anywhere that it might appear? Mm-hmm. What's he apologizing for, folks? Reject the physical risks and emotional and spiritual complications of premarital sex and abortion, which is encouraged and promoted through bands who glorify infanticide, abortion, murdering babies? What is this guy apologizing for? Reject the notion that the gay lifestyle is totally natural and will lead to happiness or support the family-oriented goals of our Constitution and common law practices. See, folks, we have the truth and the law on our side. What's this guy apologizing for? I don't get it. You know, it's interesting, folks, these tolerant, loving homosexuals that were there yesterday. I walked up out there because no one was reaching out to them. They were protesting me, and I wasn't even the one that did the assembly. I walked out there, and I said, hey, have you guys seen these pink and blues? I wanted to have a little fun with them. They wouldn't even look at me. I said, okay, so you don't want one, so I walked over to the next girl. And it was a mother. By the way, it was the two ladies right. That were leading up all this anger mm-hmm. and this hatred and intolerance towards heterosexuals.
That's right.
And so I went to the next girl. She said, don't you talk to her. That's my daughter. I thought to myself, here we go again. Attack and cry the victim. Attack and cry victim. attack and cry victim. Victims of what, people?
The playbook.
I need to know, what are they the victims of? This one young lady on the television program that was aired yesterday in Waterloo, Iowa, said that they didn't let us say anything. They put us down. What put you down? Elton John's lyrics? Well, then so be it. Jake asked the question. You were offended by that. What you're doing is you're acting out what your conscience is convicting you of. I actually told Jake and my wife when I got down there, I said, listen, after we met with the leaders out there, I said to them, I said, I don't think we're dealing with the students at all. I think we're dealing with a couple angry parents. And then when the parents came there yesterday, it was interesting. They were shouting the most. And I said, so how was the assembly? We weren't there. That's what I thought. By the way, we did win a lot of people. The majority of the people, hands down, they said 75 people. I think there was probably 75 to 125 people there that love their students enough out of a student population of 215 young people.
Yeah, that drove outside of their city, yeah. By the way.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it in their city.
That they were there angry with what the media reported. But they didn't report that. They didn't want you to know that the majority of the people didn't believe what they said. You just have those people, as we say at the beginning of our radio show on a daily basis, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You always have one or two people out there that will believe what they say. Yet, during the assembly, we'll ask the student population, how many believe what the media reports? You know what they do? Nobody's hands goes up. They don't shoot their hands up because they don't believe it until it happens, and then they act out what they say they don't believe. Boy, that's double-minded, isn't it? It's ridiculous. Students were angry that there was parents that weren't there that were protesting. They were angry. Oh, and then folks, at the very end of it, it turned out great. It was fantastic. I looked at some of these two ladies. They were angry at us. And I just said, wait a second. This isn't us against you. This is what the media's problem. This is what they're promoting. We have one constitution. Let's come together on that. You know as well as I do, they shouldn't be teaching that stuff in public schools. One lady that was angry said, no, I agree. What a mess. I mean, some angry elves, folks. Absolutely ridiculous. But here comes the media promoting this administration's agenda. Yep. Anti this and anti that. And folks, I don't know if it's just me or not, but folks are tired of that.
That's right.
All over the country. If it's not the race card, it's the sexual card. Folks, it's not a school's job to teach your kids how to have oral sex or anal sex. It's not. And by the way, we didn't go there to subvert the values of the people. We went there to support the values of the people. So anyways, in saying that, Jake, did you want to add too before we take this phone call real quick?
Yep, the community's values are served. And you see, when the media comes in, they are diametrically opposed to what the community's values are. Folks, and I heard it again this morning on one of the talking heads, we are by far, easily. When I say conservative, I mean in our morals and our values, our Judeo-Christian morals and values in this nation. Easily, hands down. The media represents one or two, that's it. They got a microphone and they don't know how to react when you go grab that microphone from them and say, no, this truly is the voice of the people. Not just a few people, not just what we want to propagate. That's a better word, I think. Propagate.
Promulgate means to take legally. And to try to legalize something.
That's right. Promulgate would be a law.
It's proclaiming is what it means.
Yep. So when they do that, obviously we see, and this is where the dominoes always fall, on the side of the truth when both perspectives are presented.
We're going to take this phone call right when we come back, folks. Last chance, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 833-0747 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on health care by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, real quick, talking about the assembly that's stirring up all this national news right now. One of the girls came up to the microphones because we had an open mic yesterday when we were confronting the issue of the media. And one girl came up and she said, has this happened before at another school? I said, yeah, I have them online opposing our Constitution. I had one school shut me down. Do you guys remember the picture of Samuel Armus, the famous picture of the baby putting his hand outside his mother's womb and grabbing the doctor's finger? I had a principal shut that down. I want to say this, folks. The doors aren't shut on America. They're wide open. America has forsaken its watch. It's incredible. Yesterday I said this to one of the first things I said during the meeting. I said, where's the church? Who's going to pick the ball up for a next generation? Who's fighting for them? Who loves them enough?
Well, they can tell who does, and that's who's going to act on their behalf.
We had a little pansy at the very end of the meeting come up and just say, you know, I'm a licensed preacher. I'm a licensed teacher, youth minister. And he gets up there, folks, in front of everybody, and he goes, I just don't know if God's happy about this. The Lord's happy about this. Just check your spirit.
Weeping.
And it's like, you know what? I walked up to the mic and I said, you know what? Let love be without dissimulation. Let love be unfeigned. The Bible tells me it's a good fight of faith. Not sit around and see if we're offending people. If Jesus had a t-shirt, it would have said, I've come to offend. He didn't come to tell the world everything's okay. Your kids are being subject to indoctrination in public schools, and here's a pastor coming up. Man, it's interesting how they love to bear the name of Christ, but they don't bear the character, folks.
And the credentials.
None at all. I said, why did Christ get hung up on the cross? Because he was a nice guy or because he confronted the world for its evil? John 7:7, John 15. It's a lack of love, folks. It's a lack of love to just subject your kids. I told some young people that came up and said, man, that was great. This is awesome. Are you guys going to play again? I said, you know what, guys? I said, now you see what it takes. Stand up and fight for your generation.
That's right.
I said, because what I'm showing you is what nobody ever showed me.
That's right.
Because my generation has been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Emily, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hey, I was calling in to ask, how in the world is it even constitutional for the news media to twist it like they're doing, like twisting the truth?
Well, they're
telling all these lies. How is that even included in the Constitution?
Well, they've been doing it for so long. There are laws, but they've been doing it for so long where the American people just let them get away with it. And because they're, you know, allowed to do what they're doing, that's why they're emboldened to continuously do it again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. You have to hold the media accountable, folks.
Yep. And the way to do that, I mean, there's two things. Number one,
if
the media was not selling papers, in other words, the people were not buying the garbage. And I know it's in the decline. I know a lot of these corporations are going bankrupt.
That's definitely happening.
But why is it that people still talk about what's on the headlines?
Yep.
That's number one. You stop buying the trash because then they'll have to change their story. Listen, they're going to follow the money.
Don't actually check out.
But number two, their objective, and this is bigger higher-ups, this is power mongers that buy up mainstream media sources, not to make money, but just to push their agenda.
Yeah.
They're trying to condition you and keep heaping it and heaping it and heaping it, saying the First Amendment, the First Amendment, the First Amendment. The First Amendment does not give you the right to lie. It gives you the freedom of speech not to lie.
Yeah.
So the conditioning is, well, just keep pushing it, keep pushing it. Truth gets distorted, and all of a sudden now truth seems like the lie, and lie seems like the truth, and that's how it happens. Is it legal? No. And it's not constitutional, and it's not a liberty that's protected by our Constitution. But if they try to condition and they try to keep it on you, that's what happens.
Yeah.
A second topic I want to bring up is the preacher that you were bringing up, his love, I'll tell you what the demonstration of his love is and what the demonstration of church is, because I know I called a handful of churches in that community that would not have us in. Their demonstration of love is what the kids are not being protected from in public schools.
Yep.
Their definition of love is the way society is right now. Their definition of love is Mr. President Barack Obama White House George W. Bush before him and all the Congress that cheat on their wives, that lie, that are crooks, that can't balance their own checkbook, that have filed for bankruptcy. That's their definition of love.
This is the same media that never calls out this administration for his crimes against the Constitution, folks.
Nor do they protect children. I mean, you brought it up before. They want to, you're being so mean to the homosexuals. Bradley said, why don't we go protect those babies, huh? No hoots, no hollers. All they were was angry because the topic of homosexuality got addressed.
And folks, the couple that we have there, we could still be talking with them right now. There was no reasoning at all. There was none.
Experience,
there was no rationale. It's hard to be rational with irrational people.
Yep.
It really is. Because, again, as Saul Alinsky rightly said, they shout and they shoot.
That's right.
They shout and they shoot.
Sure.
They don't care about anything else. As a matter of fact, we had some young people there that were angry, and they didn't even know what they were angry about, folks. And how many people in the press on a daily basis are angry at people for the wrong reasons? And I want to tell you what. When the media is targeting somebody, I can tell you 9 times out of 10, that person that they're targeting is probably doing the right thing.
You got it.
And they don't want you to know that. But what do the American people do? They got it so backwards that they allowed it, and that we just don't know. Everybody's suspect now. As a matter of fact, that was the first thing I said yesterday. Isn't it interesting how the media has me suspect for teaching your kids that which is constitutional and lawful?
Yep, and shame on you that put truth into suspect. But that is, again, the demonstration of the church's love. You know, these pastors would rather have you weeping for Jesus in the corner, interceding for the poor children.
Or washing feet somewhere.
Oh, yeah, but not knowing that in context, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept because of their unbelief. He wasn't weeping for them. He got up and he said, okay, I need to demonstrate again. And he blew Lazarus out of the grave.
That's right, amen.
Because they wouldn't believe.
That's right.
He wasn't weeping because he was sad. It's not about emotions. It's about standing up and bringing forth change that's demanded leadership, folks. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
I saw some good parents in there that had kids that were equally as bold because the parents were good.
One,
and the kids came up.
Let me interject this because it was very powerful. All the people that were coming up to the mics, every single one of them were pro our message. The only ones that weren't were the one and two mothers that were in the back that would not reason in any sense of the word.
And didn't want to come
in. And when
Mike.
They spoke up, the majority of the people in the room spoke up and said, we've had had it with your attacks on us. One individual came up, and he was broken. And he said, I just wanted to, he turned and looked at me and Massey and Jake, and we're not looking for this. This is all glory to God, in any, no matter what we do. He turned and he looked at us and he said, thank you for helping me raise my children. Isn't that what love does? We look out for each other. Thank you for helping me raise my children. I'm out there working and you guys are watching my back is what he was saying. He said, thank you for that. He understood. He looked like kind of a tough little boy, too.
Yeah, he did.
Cool guy, military guy.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool guy, but a big heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that great. Folks, I want to leave you with one more thing. This is John Dunphy. Listen to what he said carefully. This is what's going on in public schools in your country. Quote, unquote. I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers that correctly perceive their role as proselytizers of a new faith, converters. A religion of humanity that recognizes and respects the spark of what theologians call divinity in every human being. John Dunphy goes on, the classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent with the promise of a world in which the never-realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. Folks, your children are under attack, and so are you. And this is about the usurpation of parental rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's about.
So do wickedness that good may become of it. We're going to show it?
Do wickedness that good may.
That's what his analogy is right there.
Right.
We're going to do. We're going to force everybody by gunpoint, and then all of a sudden
that's
one day we won't need to use the gun.
Totalitarian
anymore,
means.
Love each other.
That's exactly what this is. This is totalitarian means. This is communistic methods. This is Marxist methods. Mm-hmm. This is radical methods, folks. You got to wake up. I told my wife, I said, if America doesn't get it right now with this generation, you are in trouble. But I want to tell you this. You have the time. The window's open for you to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, that right thing you can find, right? It's Sons of Liberty. You go to that Facebook. This is the right thing. There's two videos on there that talk about the two topics that everybody has stirred up. This is going all over again. We just shared with you. It was on the Washington Post now recently. Yahoo News is calling us. There's a ton of people trying to get the news. What was it? What was it? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. The two videos are on there. They're live YouTube videos of the footage taken directly from this assembly that's caused this stir.
Awesome.
Very
folks,
awesome.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We will talk to you tomorrow. We love you by what we do. And please do pay attention to what we do. Because if it doesn't line up with what we say, we're hypocrites.
That's right.
No, we want to hold the truth, not in unrighteousness. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Bradley Dean Facebook. Folks, also, please do consider supporting us because we need it right now. Thank you.